How long does that take to achieve maturity after you put it in?
Those things come, it depends on how much you spend on them.
How much you gotta spend on them?
as much as we have to, but I think they come probably 4 foot and they'll get as high as 8. So
even within the code, George, there's a section there that talks about 2 or 3 years to fill in. They realize if they plant a buffer, it's not instantly going to be full. So there's a...
I'm not an arborist, though, and I didn't know how long it takes that stuff to grow.
Definitely not from seed. We'd be waiting.
Me, personally, the rod iron, I don't... I mean, once you put it in there, it's not going to change, so.
And there,
I mean, personally rather see something like this there myself.
I personally like those two just because it softens it a little bit. It doesn't look like it's...
This?
Yeah, this is more a softer look. It looks more natural. It's not something that's a big, tall...
Caged in.
Caged fence. Yeah.
Yep. Anybody else got an opinion on that?
So I believe this is a much better concept. It's more of a buffer, and it's more privacy. The rod iron you're not gaining anything.
Right.
I mean, in my opinion, I would personally prefer to see you do something like that, especially if you go with something 4 foot tall. I mean, immediately you've almost got a privacy fence.
Yeah.
Well, that you can keep cut at 5 foot, 6 foot, right, whatever you want.
Yeah.
To keep it down where you want to and still be private. So anybody else?
Well, with a neighbor not wanting very much fence, this would probably work for him, and you could, if you wanted to add or he wanted you to add more, you could always do that.
Yeah. The point with him, he's not arguing at all. He wants
his view.
He wants his view, yeah. And he hasn't had any issues, you know. He likes it being open in that area, so.
Well, as long as we can do something with that and make the buffering agreeable, I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah. He'll be happy with this?
Yeah.
He will.
Now, I don't want to speak for both sides. One neighbor doesn't want it at all. They're kind of against, and I don't want to speak for him. He's a great person, and I think he wants a buffer for sure. I mean, I think if you read in there's a picture that he provided from his house to ours. And so, yeah, I think that answers his concern, and that's what these things are supposed to do. So on the other side, he doesn't care. Like, he's like, you can stick trees in there. I'd rather you not, but, you know, whatever you guys need to do is fine. So...
Well, I think whatever we do, she would make up her mind and get it in the decision of record, and then we'd have something to fall back upon.
Yep.
How are we going to do that with the neighbor not wanting it? Because it is going to obstruct his view if they grow 6-8 feet high.
That's you guys' decision. I mean, that's the part about this. That
there's a lot of them getting taken down over the years.
Yeah.
It's hard to dictate policy between two neighbors, especially if they get along.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, like I said, he, I think he'd take it or leave it, to be honest. And I could, he was supposed to be here tonight. He had a funeral that he had to go to, so last minute, when he wrote the letter, it actually said that he planned on being here, so it would have been nice for him to answer your question.
Anybody ask any more questions on the buffering? That seems to be the issue right now.
So how far down are you going to go on the other neighbor?
Again, I would probably at least extend it to where that
you want
to
the
wall. I think it should go at least to here, and it may curve around. Just a little bit.
And then the one that's in the favor.
He has trees to here. He has red buds to here.
So we're really talking about four plants, probably, to six plants.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you want me to tear out this, but it's okay. I mean, those are red buds. I don't have a picture of that, but it goes, these are 2 to 3 mature trees to 3 little red buds, and then there's nothing right here. So we're literally talking about 4 to 6 plants on that side. And that's not going to disrupt him.
No, he's looking the other direction.
Yeah. He's looking out towards the lake.
Given the fact that there's no amenities in the yard, I really don't see a reason to require a buffer past line of sight between the houses.
Yeah, unless he just wants to for his own aesthetics.
Yeah, you can plant it. You can build any kind of plant you want. But, you know, we're talking like where the... Yeah.
Right to there.
And if you in fact back up, you know, if you're standing 10 feet behind that house and you can't see the back of that house, you're pretty well buffered. Now, if you had tennis courts out there, a swimming pool or something like that, that'd be different. And if you want to plant it continually, that's fine. But I don't see us requiring him to have a buffer all the way to take on it. Because I don't see any noise happening on the other side of that wall.
Well, going around the curve
and
at all.
All it's going to do is interfere with the neighbor's view. So I don't think we should require something that he doesn't need, and I don't see why the neighbor would want it.
Scott, can you give us some kind of a measurement to where the property starts to curve, where his wall starts to curve?
Well, he's going from the house, but I don't. If we're going to put something in the decision of record telling him what he has to do, mm-hmm. I don't think we ought to tell him he has to block the neighbor's view.
No.
That doesn't seem like a logical thing.
But just give him how many feet to stop
right
there. If you can do that easily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he runs the buffer and out to where he's going to have to start to turn, and stop it right there.
Right in there.
Yeah. To the corner of the house.
Let's call that the mandatory buffering.
Yeah.
That's 64 feet on here.
I'd say you ought to go right down the line and then just kind of blend it over into his wall.
Yeah. He can go any farther than he wants to.
Yeah,
if you want to go farther, fine.
But minimum of 60 feet.
I think that's our obligation, is a minimum. That's what it takes to...
West side.
On the west side, the definition.
Yeah, I mean, the definition when it's an alternative buffer is totally decided by the Planning Commission.
Okay.
As a alternative screening device. So.
That sound all right? Will work for you?
Yes. Do you want any decision of record on the other side?
I don't.
Okay.
I think the code requires that we have to have it. Based on the interpretation of the attorney who presented to us with the wording shall to have a buffer on both sides.
The thing about the other side, it's so far away from anything else. I mean, you're not buffering anything out there.
That's the side that the timber's on anyway.
I have a picture. Will that help you on my phone?
It helped me because I'm...
Because there's existing vegetation that... You can't see.
No, on this side, you were talking about there was a bunch of red buds and stuff.
Yeah.
To about
how many feet is it from where your corner you think you're going to stop anyway? Is it something that you could plant 2 or 3 more rose bushes or something? Yeah, I'd like to see the picture.
So that's from our deck. And then if you slide over...
20 feet there to where those red
buds
are.
If we want to put a number on it, let's put that number on it.
Does that look right? Probably about 20 feet right there at 19
point. To me, that would be agreeable.
What is added?
Yes.
Sounds
anybody
good.
Else want to look at this?
As long as we got a number on it where everybody's
that's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think it'll ever be a problem in this case, but you got to prepare for it.
Let's put a number on it.
20 feet is what is really
we already have.
Okay.
On this side. Okay. 60
if you
foot
agree.
On the other side, 20 foot on this side. You okay with that?
An additional.
Yep.
Okay, you going to type that in?
I'm writing this here. Yep, I'm writing it down. We'll get it in the decision of record. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay. Everybody done talking? Somebody want to make a motion with the buffer as we just done it, and we'll do it all in one motion.
I would move to approve with the amendments that we have put on the buffering based on the decision record.
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, 4-2.
How many members we got?
Ayes have it. Did I cut you too short? I mean, was there something you wanted to say?
Okay. Problem, what I need to help, well, the last applicant wasn't here. But we'll do a decision of records on all of these and give us just time to kind of get them done. And then we mail those out to you to look at. But the actual decision of records in the office, if you want to have your signature notarized, we can send you a different copy. And you can have it notarized and then mail it to the recorders. Just let Marla know how you want it done. Or if you're going to come in, we'll have it there at the office.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, Scott.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Scott, we're ready for 1731 Pasture Lane Nightly Rental.
Good applicant here. This is at the end of K Highway. Those that weren't here, this is the K Dock Marina. And then instead of going to the marina, you turn on Parksley. Kind of zoomed in here. There's a number of lots involved with this one. It's lots 6 through 13. 12 and 13 were to be used as the wastewater lots. 5 is the Highline lot. They own it also. So we'd be talking 6 through 11. Here's just a little concept. It didn't shrink down very good. They were going to come off Parksley to their own road, which would have parking. These are only one-bedroom cabins, so it'd sleep 4 at a maximum. And then it'd be an out here on Parksley. And then here's our drip system. John Suti's actually working with the engineer on it. It's not fully permitted yet because we need that before we would do the Division 2s here. They're trying to get this first. But their decision of record was the same, except it did have that Division 2 permits would be required. And then on the buffering, they own these two wastewater lots. This is the Corps of Engineers. They own this lot, and then it's Parksley, so they don't touch anybody that's not them or the Corps of Engineers or the Taney County Road and Bridge. So no buffering to be approved on this one.
Okay. You want to state your names?
Danny and Tammy Smith.
Anybody got any questions?
Yeah, there's a little misunderstanding in my mind about it was on one or the other of the lots. I don't remember which one, but there's supposedly an old existing lagoon on that.
On lot 8.
Lot 8.
That's on lot 8.
Yes.
Is somebody using that?
Yes, and it's leaking.
Across the street, there that McLean Drive that Kelly and... what's her name? James Heskel and
them two.
Kelly Heskel.
Those two, right? Yeah, Kelly and James or whatever. But evidently there was an agreement back in 2000 or whatever that they would be able to use that lagoon and they go under the road. But it also states that at any time it was with Albright's, and I have the legal paper and it's filed with court of record. That at any time it became unsafe, then each person would be responsible for their own septic.
Well,
the engineer came in, and it is leaking. So we're going to close it up and do
all right. You're talking about there was an agreement. Was this agreement recorded, or is this...
Yes, sir. Let me get it.